This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, November 6. Why do you ask my name? Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 32. That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. A strange wrestling match took place one night at the Jabbok River. Jacob had been preparing to meet with his twin brother, Esau, on the next day. It would be Jacob's first visit with Esau since running away after stealing his brother's birthright. But on this night, Jacob wrestled in the dark with someone he couldn't see. We aren't told much about this wrestler, but we know he struggled with Jacob till dawn. And their match ended as a draw until the opponent wrenched Jacob's hip. Jacob held on though, saying, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And the wrestler gave Jacob a new name, Israel, which means he struggles with God. This name fit Jacob well, for he had a long history of struggling to choose right from wrong. It was often difficult for Jacob to try to live God's way. Like Jacob, we too struggle with God, and yet, despite trying to go our own way, we're blessed. God comes to bless us who have tried to scheme our way into life's blessings. He confronts us, but instead of giving us what we deserve, he grants salvation and life. Jacob ended up with a limp from his encounter. Do we have scars from our wrestling with God? Maybe not visible ones, but we know there is one who bears the scars of laying down his life for us, the Lord and Savior, Jesus. Do you know him? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for fighting to redeem and restore us to be all you have called us to be. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.